Our guest at the cafe this morning is the manager of the Tipitina's Creative Co-op here in Commerce, Rick Parent. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you seem like a relieved man. You've been through quite a process here, and finally, you're ready to get this thing going.
Absolutely. Let's just say the word interesting doesn't quite cover it. But it's been an interesting year.
It's been epic. I think that's the word they use now. But you have your certificate of occupancy. That was the big holdup.
Correct. We can have people in. We can have classes. People can come in and teach. If they have a skill that they like watercolors,
yeah,
you know, they can bring students in, rent the room for $20. Memberships are $100 for a year, which we're going to wait until the big building opens up to get that clock rolling. So it's really going to be about a year and a half, which is a good deal.
The membership would be for a year and a half
if you
bought a membership now. So we should say, before we go any further, open house is taking place this evening, Tuesday evening and Wednesday evening, from 5 to 7 p.m. the next three evenings.
That's correct. We're going to do three nights because sometimes people will say, why is it Monday? Why is it Tuesday? So we're going to do 3 days in a row.
Outstanding. So what's going to happen at these open houses?
Well, I'm going to do two complete presentations on what Tipitina's, what's that name mean? What was it originally done for? And then what we're going to do in the future. And they'll get to see the rooms that we have finished.
Uh-huh. And you have, I read in the flyer you put out, you have refreshments and things, good things to eat and drink. And
oh, so yes. On. Walmart will love me at the end of this. Yeah.
Well, you now, and also we should say, and can't take for granted that people know exactly what we're talking about, this will be in the old A.L. Day Elementary School building, 905 College Street, that's east of Park and then south of downtown.
Correct.
In Commerce, east side of town. But you're mainly operating right now in the auxiliary building there on that campus.
Yeah, I believe it was called the Summit Building at one time. It's like an elementary school's out building.
Yeah.
It has four classrooms. The big building, we've got a lot of construction to finish on that. But we are able to work out of the small building.
You know, I bet a lot of people who grew up in Commerce and maybe went to school at A.L. Day are going to be glad to go back into that building at some time. And you know, it's going to have a lot of nostalgic.
Yeah, we've had two of the old principals come through.
I'll bet.
And asked for a tour. And they gave me the tour.
We're talking with Rick Parent, who's the manager of the new Tipitina's Creative Co-op in Commerce. You're going to do a presentation on this at your open houses, but just, you know, in a sentence or two, again, who and what are Tipitina's?
Tipitina's was a nightclub in New Orleans, and the owner got interested in giving back. And I think he enjoyed it so much, and the kind of the glow that you get when you give, that he didn't stop. He's got music co-op locations in New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Lafayette, Lake Charles, Alexandria, Monroe, and also Shreveport. I'm sorry he left Ruston, otherwise you'd have everything over 5,000 people.
So this is the first outside of Louisiana.
Correct. This is our first Texas project.
And all of these others are strictly music, but you decided to open it up to all of the arts.
Well, I think we have to in a community this size for two reasons. One, we just don't have enough people to support. We don't have enough musicians to support a building. Plus, when we open up the big place, we're going to have 20,000 square feet of artists' place. So, you know, getting sculptors in there, getting people doing watercolors, oils, getting dance. We have a lady who's going to start doing quilting classes. We can get a lot of activity that way. And we want a bustling art community here.
So what you want it? You want this to be a community center, basically, for the arts.
For the arts. At the Bodark Festival, we had a booth, and a lot of students from A&M, graduate students, came up. One drama student came up, and I said, well, how good are you? And he goes, I'm awesome. I said, I like your personality.
Yeah, so even acting classes, conceivably.
Acting classes so. And broadcast.
Well, we'll...
Do you know anything about that?
No, nothing. Believe me, I prove that every day. Well, so this is, again, the open houses this evening, Tuesday evening and Wednesday evening, 5 to 7 p.m. At the new Tipitina's Creative Co-op in the old ALD building.
Yes, really the intersection is on the intersection of College and Locust.
Right.
It's a little building, but we'll have a sign up and hopefully a lot of cars up.
Outstanding.
Front.
I think you will. Rick, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thanks for having me.
Rick Parrott, the manager of the Tipitina's Creative Co-op in Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.